Support for WYPR comes from University of Maryland Medical System, committed to advancing the health of Maryland through academic medicine. With locations across the state, care is delivered close to home. Learn more at ummms.org.
And welcome back. It's Midday on the Arts. I'm Tom Hall here in Studio A with Midday theater critic Jay Wynn Russick. And Judy, we're going to talk about a puppet show. You are a puppet freak.
Yes, I am.
I might say, not disparagingly. There's a show called Really Quite a Lot of Mechanisms. It's at the Theater Project. It's a puppet show that evidently was developed through a grant from the Jim Henson Foundation. But I'm guessing these aren't the type of puppets that we see on Sesame Street. These are post-Sesame Street puppets, huh?
Yes, yes. I should say first also that these puppets are not aimed at the same age group as Sesame Street. They are sophisticated puppets. They may look simple, but these puppets tell a story of life under a totalitarian regime, or at least under a tyrannical boss. Really Quite a Lot of Mechanisms is the latest work by an award-winning married Baltimore-based pair of puppeteers, Alex Vernon and Sarah Olmsted Thomas. Their puppet company is called Alex and Olmsted, and for the sake of clarity, I'm going to refer to them that way here, as Alex and Olmsted. This is their fourth Henson Foundation grant. They've been working together since 2009. They've toured throughout the U.S. and Canada and Europe, even South Korea. Their work is distinctively original. It's also serious-minded and whimsical. Older children would probably appreciate it, but not Sesame Street's youngest audiences. There's a timely finger-on-the-pulse element to Alex and Olmsted's work. Specifically here, they're premiering a piece that shows workers taking a stand against a despot. And the timing of this run coincides with the thousands of No Kings rallies that are scheduled throughout the country on Saturday. There's a sense of wonder, at times even awe, in this piece. And that's quite an accomplishment because barely a word is spoken.
So if it's a play that doesn't have any words, how do Alex and Olmsted, communicate the plot? How do you know what's going on?
Well, to answer that, I want to point out another interesting aspect of Really Quite a Lot of Mechanisms. Though there are many puppets, the two protagonists are human, Alex and Olmsted. They play factory workers, or perhaps they're in a lab. They're making and testing the mechanisms in the play's title. Their work is overseen by a giant suspended white sphere with a large black dot on it. Is this an eyeball? Is it the moon? Maybe it's their boss. It might even be God, albeit a highly judgmental God. Whatever it is, it's watching everything they do, and the two workers regard it with joy when they're proud of something that they've made, or fear when something doesn't quite go right. The workers are clearly oppressed, and they seem rather resigned, until they make a discovery that includes a puppet of a human creature. I'm not going to reveal more about that discovery, except to say it leads them to rebel, which is the play's crucial defining event. In terms of understanding the plot, at the performance I attended, the audience was so with the performers, they became collaborators more than once. This begins with an original song that launches the piece. It's almost a religious hymn. The audience sings along, singing oohs and ahs, as well as repeating the names of the small, wooden, simple machines that Alex and Olmsted show us, a lever, a pulley, a wheel and axle. The original song is called Simple Machine Worship, and I brought an excerpt. You'll hear the audience becoming a kind of chorus. Let's listen.
Interesting. The musical interval there is called a minor third, and it is a universal musical motif that kids all over the world know because They go, Mommy,
ah.
You know, Jerry, come back for dinner. And it's so people can alight on it quite easily. So that's the song called Simple Machine Worship. It's from Really Quite a Lot of Mechanisms. It's a puppet piece by Alex and Olmsted. It's at the Theater Project. So tell us more about the puppetry. You know, are the mechanisms themselves, those are puppets too? How's it work?
They're certainly a type of puppet, and they're manipulated like puppets. For example, there's a contraption with a toothbrush. There's another with a washcloth. Although, when Alex manipulates the washcloth for Olmsted, he keeps hitting her in the face.
Oops. And
another small puppet is a pair of jointed legs and feet. They use this to repeatedly kick each other in the back. So these particular puppets and their actions have a kind of Punch and Judy physical comedy vibe. There's also a puppet of a worm about the size of an earthworm, and it's charming. It turns out to play a significant role in the plot. The worm even gets its own bow at the end.
Well, you got to give the worm a bow, absolutely. So you said that the protagonists here are human characters, and they're played by Alex Vernon and Sarah Olmsted Thomas. You've established that they're skilled puppeteers. What about their acting? Are they good at that, too?
Well, as I've described, they are our guides into this piece. They're both dressed in brown, and they wear big, stiff, removable neck gaiters. He looks a bit like a crazed hermit. They both fit comfortably into a Bruegel painting. The costumes are designed by Stephanie Parks. Olmsted especially has a very expressive face. We are rooting for these two almost immediately. I'll give you an example of how the acting by the human characters and their puppetry comes together. Along with the small puppets, there are four large contraptions. One of them is a circular fan. There are also large bellows that inflate a giant plastic bag. There's a raised bicycle wheel flat on its side. It has strings hanging from it, and it takes on a kind of maypole effect when it spins. And lastly, there's a locked wood box, and the workers are trying to get that hooked up to a red tank for some reason. They try very hard to get all four large contraptions going at once. And they do this to a recording of Ravel's increasingly insistent bolero. By the time the music ends, they're exhausted, and they've gotten no acknowledgement from the giant eye. They're despondent.
So as you've said, this show sounds like a long, long way from Sesame Street, but would it be accurate to say that Really Quite a Lot of Mechanisms is pretty deep stuff, ultimately?
Oh, definitely accurate. Alex and Olmsted's literature on the show says it takes place in a boiler room at the center of the Earth. I didn't quite get that, but wherever it takes place, it's dark, and the workers are facing formidable tasks, large and small. But their fate isn't sealed. When they work together, they just might triumph. Also, I have to say, though the mechanisms may be simple and basic, rigging all of this up must take longer than the show itself, which lasts about 70 minutes. It'd be a lot of fun to see the rigging taking place. Come to think of it, maybe we, the audience, maybe we are the large white sphere watching everything they do. Except, of course, we're on the side of the workers. We want them to succeed. And in the end, Alex Vernon and Sarah Olmsted Thomas definitely earn our applause.
Very good. So Really Quite a Lot of Mechanisms. It's a puppet extravaganza. It's at the Theater Project through Sunday. And next week, we're going to talk about the play that Vinny Lancisi and I were talking about earlier today, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Vinny Lancisi's last directorial offering at the Everyman Theater, the theater he founded in 1990. So that'll be fun. I'll see you then.
Looking forward, as usual.
Jay Wynn Russick, her latest novel is Please Write, A Novel in Letters. And that's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, guest host Scott Mousioni will talk about Baltimore's response to the opioid crisis, a new approach to treating older people with substance abuse disorders, and what the city wants to do about smoke shops. Midday's director and engineer is Shania Mapson. Sam Burmis Dawes and Rob Sivak produce our program. WYPR's executive producer is Amy Walters. Austin Coghlan from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music, and we are grateful to the entire team for all they do. Fresh Air is up next after news, so stick around for that. I'm Tom Hall. I'll be with you again next Tuesday when my guest will be Aaron David Miller. He's a scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. We'll talk about the war with Iran. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Midday on 88.1 WYPR.